This is Pastor Herb
and Marky
sending you Advent and Christmas greetings from Belize, Central America. May the Lord bless you during this holy season.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It's time for a short chat about hymns. And in this particular series, we're talking with Chaplain Brian Hamer and a musical postcard from England. We're going to take a look at Christmas hymns with English origins. Chaplain Hamer, glad to have you on the 12 Days of Christmas. Thanks for joining us.
Andy and Sarah, always a pleasure, and blessed Christmas to you as well.
So we're going to take a look at a few hymns with you, and today we're going to look at just one. What is the first hymn you'd like to look at in this series?
Our first series for a musical postcard from England is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and I know many of our listeners have access to Lutheran service book, and that is hymn number 380. You can see that the text comes from Charles Wesley. Mm-hmm. He really comes from the Church of England. He's kind of the founding father of the Methodist Church, though he never actually left the Church of England. He wrote over 3,000 hymns in the 18th century. There's a lot of wheat and a lot of chaff. I must say there's a lot more chaff than wheat. But we have mined a few hymns from the Wesleyan Harvest, which were then proofread by his brother, the theologian John Wesley, including the text for Hark the Herald Angels Sing. This was written about 1737, and the original title, wait for it, says, Hark All the Welkin Rings, which is a very roundabout way of saying, the vault of heaven resounds.
Okay.
Hark all the welkin rings. And it's probably early or middle English.
Who I'm knows? Glad you translated that. I would not have gotten there.
and it took me 3 hours to look that up this week, I want you to know. That translation never actually caught on. His college friend, George Whitfield, who's known as a Puritan, came along and he sort of rediscovered this hymn. And he's the one who changed it from Hark All the Welkin Rings to what we know as Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And for this reason, then it became a controversy between these former college friends, Charles Wesley and Charles Whitfield, because they said, now take a look at Luke 2:13 sometime, where we read that with the angel host, there came the heavenly host, and they sang, Glory to God in the highest. A lot of folks think that the angels weren't actually singing in Luke 2, that it was the heavenly host singing. And I'm not sure what Bible they're looking at, because I think it's very clear that the angelic host are joining with the angels on the hillside, and they are all joining together to sing Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Unbelievably, Charles Wesley and George Whitfield never agreed on that. Wesley never sang this hymn as we know it. He was that unhappy with the Whitfield change from the welkin rings to the angels sing. But at this point, they had never been paired. There's a third person involved here. William H. Cummings is probably a little off the radar for us. He sang Mendelssohn's oratorio Elijah in 1847. Hmm. Now, why is 1847 important for us Lutheran?
Oh, that's the LCMS founding.
Thank you. The LCMS was founded.
Like that little trivia there.
Yeah, very good job. Notice I looked at Sarah for that, Andy. No,
very wise.
No, very wise indeed. Andy's over here taking notes, which is absolutely fantastic. Mendelssohn died that year. He conducted the Elijah that year. The Missouri Synod was founded that year. The importance is this. Mendelssohn died. He was Lutheran. He did much to encourage the Bach chorale. I'm sure many of our choirs are going to sing some works this Epiphany by Mendelssohn. The Missouri Synod carried on Mendelssohn's heritage, even if the folks in the Missouri Synod in 1847 weren't necessarily tracking what Mendelssohn was doing. And I dare say Mendelssohn, though he died after our founding that April, probably never heard of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. But somebody singing in that oratorio, and this is the point, named Cummings, thought that this text would make a good pair with that tune. The tune, you can see, is from Mendelssohn. It was actually written in honor of Gutenberg, the founder of the printing press. Cummings put him together. So, wow, what do we have here? We have a tune written by Mendelssohn to honor the founder of the printing press, or the inventor. We have a text by Wesley, revised by Whitfield, that Wesley would not sing, and oh, are we the beneficiaries as we get to sing Hark the Herald angels sing, even though Wesley never sang the final product. Can I give you Hamer's highlight?
Yes, Hamer's highlight.
Hamer's highlight, stanza 2, Hail the Incarnate Deity. So deity, of course, the fullness of the Godhead has become one of us by taking his humanity into the Godhead. And I think it's fair game for Lutherans to think of the Lord's Supper as they hear this hymn, because there we receive the one who is fully God and fully man for us.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Lutheran Service Book 380, with Chaplain Brian Hamer. Thank you so much for joining us for the 12 Days of Christmas.
Always a pleasure.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Merry Christmas.
We're the Seemas, your missionaries in Cambodia. What a joy to bring you Christmas greetings from your brothers and sisters in Southeast Asia.
This Christmas, we are thankful to join with Cambodian Christians to proclaim the gospel in this majority Buddhist country so that Jesus is born into the hearts of those who need him. Thank you for your prayers and support both of our family and of God's work in Cambodia. Bye-bye.